This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Can I give a quick soup recommendation? It's been around for a long, long time.
Big Soup?
I love Big Soup.
Oh, you're more in favor of Big Chili. You rip Big Soup in favor of Big Chili.
No, I don't. I just say Big Chili at its zenith is better than any Big Soup out there. But this is
Big Soup. They take offense to
this. This is mushroom barley from Turtle Bread. What would that be? That'd be Minneapolis or Edina. It's borderline there.
Mm-hmm. It's in there.
Turtle bread soup. Fantastic. So good.
Mushroom barley doesn't sound like something I'd jump at.
You should, because it's really good. And it better be good for me, too.
Well, it's got the mushrooms. It's got the barley. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, let's go barley. No.
Anything else in there? Any protein aside from what you might get in the barley?
I'm going to make you go to Turtle Bread, and you have a cornucopia of options.
I'd love to go.
You should go.
I'm going to go.
Why don't you leave now?
That would be tremendous. Just stop right there.
I could work that board. I could let the Major Garrett thing fire 57 times like it has today. You know, we don't know how. We don't know why. Hey, follow us on – let's start on the X. I, like everybody, lost some followers after the election.
Can we stop saying formerly known as Twitter, by the way? I think it's been long enough.
Yeah. I'll either say Twitter or X. Should I just bury Twitter?
I think
just
you can X? Still call it Twitter if you want, but if
just
you call
say
it
formally?
X, you don't need to say formerly known as Twitter.
That's fair. That is fair. At Dave_Harrigan, you haven't put anything up in a while, have you?
No. I very rarely do.
Yeah.
I'm a rather boring follow.
Yeah. Well, Jamie Ukas, we just asked her 20 minutes ago, what do you wear on a date? And one thing she suggested is nothing. Maybe you on the X. You in your birthday suit. Right there. Get a lot of followers.
Be a good start.
Yeah, be a good start. Or at Chad, no underscore, just Chad Hartman Show. Love to have you follow. We put show stuff up there, nonsense. Some of you might love everything. Some of you might hate everything.
Won't know unless you follow.
Yeah, you got to try it. So, some level of politics, some level of nonsense, some attempted humor. Some work, some falls flat on his face. The Instagram, I mainly just post photos of the kids. Don't know. I probably post a picture of myself with one of the kids, but just a picture of me?
You get the dogs in there, right?
I get Charlie. I get Gates in there. I do have some other good pictures.
Occasionally one of your father, perhaps, that you stumble across?
I do have. I cleaned out my father's office at the Star Tribune. When
small
was
job.
That? A month ago. But I was going to say cleaned out, hypothetically. Chris Carr. Who, by the way, still should be the sports editor of the Star Tribune. He was great at it. No idea why they replaced him. And by the way, a lot of the staff doesn't understand it either. So I'm just trying to stir that up a little bit. Well, easy for me to fire grenades. I don't work there. Chris Carr was great at what he did. And Chris had a great reputation, a great relationship, excuse me, with my father. And my father with this huge office. And I know a lot of people loved to go see my father's office after he passed. And Chris and I talked about it, and I said, listen, I have so much of his stuff already. If my father had a picture, he probably duplicated that picture 742 times. I'm only slightly exaggerating. So I really emotionally didn't want to go there for a while. Listen, this office here, you know, Brad has told me for a year plus, you should go in that office. You know that sauna slash hovel I've got over there now. And I might finally go in my father's. I told Adam and Jordan if I do it, because it's right next to the studio, I might just stand out there just staring in the window at this, you know, looking, nodding approval or just shaking my head in disgust.
Bring a new picket sign every day.
At the various hosts, you know. So when Q and I went there to the Trib, saw a lot of people too, very nice. And by cleaning out, I removed about 7% of what was in that office. Because they have an idea where they're going to take most of that office where people can see it. I can't divulge all those details. But there are some really cool photos that I knew he had, and I don't have like 15 copies. And so I do occasionally post those photos. There's one I'm going to post where he's with Bob Cousy. And this is young Bob Cousy, one of the 10 greatest point guards ever to play the game. What did Bob Cousy win? 9 titles? I mean, how many the Celtics were winning all the titles, right? And as my father, I'm guessing in the 50s. So he's in his 30s, and it's a great photo. There's one where I think he might be with Forrest Evashevsky, the legendary coach of Iowa. I'm not convinced. I like to post the younger ones of him because people forget that part.
Mm-hmm.
That's when his nickname was Blackie.
I didn't know that.
Yep. Had that growing up in mainly in an endearing way. Let me tell you someone who did not use that in a complimentary way. My mother. My mother and father did not get along very well. My mother and father never should have been married. I'll bite my tongue on my mother on this one, okay? They separated quickly. I remember police officers showing up multiple times when my mother was overreacting. I remember one time he had an apartment, excuse me, right by Mall of America. And it's middle of the night, Saturday into Sunday. And I was supposed to be, my mom left when I was 12. She just left. She took a amount of money. My sister basically had raised me when I was 10, 11, 12. They had a big falling out. My sister moved out because she was going to college. My mother moved to Monterey, California, you know, mother of the year. My mother since has developed some significant mental health issues and has been a huge battle. I'm still helping my mother out. She doesn't live in town. We talk a little bit. I want to help her out. But she had endless opportunities to get back in my life, get back in my kid's life, and she chose not to. So I don't want her, because she used to, when I went to college, I didn't think we'd be going down this road. When she was in college, it was a half dozen times where she called my apartment and said, I'm on Highway 10. Can you pick me up? I'm hitchhiking either way back across the country. And so I would see my mom like once a year. And sometimes it'd be the first time in a couple of years. And we'd be in the car. And I would say, do you want to get something to eat? No, I just want to go back on the road. And so she would go there. So I was, until my mother bolted when I was 12 through sixth grade, I think I was with my father like every other Wednesday, two weekends I wasn't with him, and then one weekend, one Sunday, and then one weekend. I really wasn't with my father a lot when I was 12, until I was 12. And then if I was, sometimes there were bonus times. It was just at a sporting event.
Yeah.
And one time my mother called the cops on my father like 3 in the morning, just being a jerk, right? So they never should have been married. So, no, there's not a lot of pictures of my mother. And in fact, I don't know if I have a single picture of them together, like happily married.
Wedding photo, nothing?
Nothing. Now, this is when he was running the Baltimore Bullets. Like, he was running the Minneapolis Lakers, right? And then they saw ahead of Bob Short that they couldn't find a facility where they could play. So Max, with my father playing a key role, sold to Bob Short. And then Bob Short eventually L.A. And then the rest is history. My father then helps run the Baltimore Bullets. Well, I think, if I have this right, then they went to Chicago. And then there was another team. I think I have that right. I know I used to. I forget now. My mother somehow injures her eye when they're getting married out in Maryland or D.C. somewhere. And when they were married, according to both of them, she had a patch on one of her eyes.
Wow.
My father's self-deprecating joke was, considering she married me, she should have had a patch over both of her eyes.
Hey.
You know? He wasn't the greatest with his self-deprecating jokes, but no. Never a wedding photo. I don't have that, right?
Wow.
Yeah. I would love to have that.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe somebody has it. I don't know.
I just want to see what kind of suit your dad was wearing.
Oh, my gosh. Some of these stuff, he's pretty good. All right. I was planning on going to George Floyd Square, but sometimes we meander. I like shows that meander. I know a lot of program directors don't like that at all. You know, Brad's in a meeting with somebody right now, so he'll only hear this later and say, you should have got, he doesn't mind that either. I like sometimes when you're listening and you're listening to a show you like and they're kind of going back and forth on topics. Now, depends if you like the topic. Maybe you didn't like the topic. George Floyd Square. Natural transition, don't you think? Let's get to that when we come back.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So let's talk Minneapolis here. We should mention that City Council today is talking about the horrible situation involving Davis Maturi, who had to put up with harassment, physical harassment. Threats. We talked about this, 5 straight days. There were levels of incompetence which took place. And I understand the police are over-bleeping-whelmed. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of officers short. But Davis Maturi and the family called over 30 times. This was an individual in Sawchuck who was mentally unstable. They knew it. it seems like they knew about guns. Maybe we don't have complete confirmation of that. But among those who are calling for Brian O'Hare's firing, Nakima Levy Armstrong, calling for O'Hara to be fired as they're reacting to it today. I think there absolutely needs to be an independent investigation. It seems like O'Hara is for that. I thought he was pretty good at answering questions with Adam and Jordana. If I would find out further damning information, I'm open to changing my mind. But right now, I think it was incompetence. I don't know how soon O'Hara knew. I don't know what decisions he made. But I know this man was harassed for months and months and months and months. And it was disgusting. And even short-staffed, the Minneapolis police fell way short. And by the way, who acknowledged that?
That would be one Brian O'Hara, chief of Minneapolis police.
He acknowledged it. So that's good. Now, let's find out what the report says. So as of now, no, I'm not for it because I think overall he's done a very good job. But some listen, what if we find out further damning information? Could I change my mind? Yeah, potentially. But as of now, no. But I feel horrible for Davis Maturi. And again, they finally went in with force. They should have went in with force months before. They just should have. So now we have another debate on George Floyd Square. George Floyd, my opinion, clear cut, I agree with the courts, was murdered. Yeah, I've consumed all the information. You don't have to agree with me. I never once said George Floyd was one of the greatest humans ever. I'm aware he had drugs in his system. I'm aware that he absolutely should not have resisted arrest. Derek Chauvin killed him. No, don't buy it. And I know there are police officers who think Derek Chauvin was in his right, offered up their training, have criticized the judge. I got it. I've consumed a lot of information on this. I'm with the side that Derek Chauvin, minute after minute after minute, went too far, and he rightfully so was found guilty of murdering George Floyd. For too long, police officers couldn't even get into George Floyd Square. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Just, it was self-policed, and if citizens of the area disagreed and wanted the police to come in, good luck. That lasted way too long. Way too long. I get it wasn't going to change overnight because this became an area for everything, an area to remember, to honor George Floyd. Again, you don't have to agree. It became an area of peaceful protests. It became an area of violent protests. It became an area of crime. It became an area of people trying to be an agent for change. But it also became an area where it was cut off from the city. The police couldn't go in. I mean, it went on way too long, in my opinion. And now, honestly, when are we going to have a decision on George Floyd Square? I joked, top of the hour, 3012. I don't think we'll have one before this decade is done. I'm not kidding. Because it seems like in Minneapolis now, to make a difficult decision, too many people are trying to say only what will make this decision is anybody who speaks up. We have to find a way for their voice to have an impact. So if 200 people speak up, 100 like the latest idea, 2 don't, well, back to the drawing board. That isn't how it works in a city. Then we have the political divide. We have a significant amount of the city council, if you just go by politics, they're way to the left. And again, there are many people in this country who want this country to be represented by way to the left. I'm not one of them. There are more individuals who are more liberals, absolutely not even close to being Republicans, who, for a lot of us, are a little more pragmatic. That's Jacob Fry and a few others in the council. I don't view George Floyd as a hero. I view him as someone who was murdered and was treated differently by an officer because he's a black man, because of Derek Chauvin. And the others bear a certain level of responsibility, not the same. This city, it has been documented that there were a certain amount of officers in this city who treated whites and people of color differently. It's a small percentage, but it was a percentage that was frighteningly impactful. And the data shows a certain small percentage across this country to a horrendous effect on people of color. I still believe 1,000% the overwhelming number of officers, as I say over and over again, are to some level good, very good, great, spectacular heroes. And thank God we have quality officers who want to be a part of it. George Floyd should be honored there, in my opinion. But now there's a debate on, are we going to have any commerce going through there? Can we drive through there? Yes. It's a part of Minneapolis. You still can honor George Floyd in the square multiple ways. But we're just going to shut it down? I don't agree with that. And I think you have to find a way to make a difficult, bleeping decision and live with it. And the site of the third precinct, when's that one going to get done? And I get, if you are a person of color and you have faced this and you think that could have been me and I dealt with it, it impacts you a heck of a lot more than the white guy living in Little Falls. Life isn't just about what you face every day. But life also isn't about every officer is a racist, because it's not close. This city still has many things which are great about it. But my God, can we come together and make decisions? And by the way, I don't know, you okay two ideas? And if, let's say, 5 years in, they're the same mayor, different city council, and they have the ability to say, we don't like it. We're changing it. Because on both places, we're looking for a unanimous view. We can't get a unanimous view on many issues in this room, and it's me and you.
It's wrong in most things.
That's fair. It drives me nuts. And I get there is passion, there is compassion, there is anger, there is hero worship of Floyd, there is, oh, he's just a criminal, right? This smorgasbord, cornucopia. But if we just keep hearing over and over and over again, you're going to hear informed opinions, casual opinions, detailed opinions, and nothing is going to happen. What do you want to say about this? Because George Floyd Square is still front and center in the news. And I just don't see it making progress for years. I really don't. Because that's Minneapolis's pattern. At least right now, that is the pattern. What do you want to say on this? You want to disagree with me forcefully? You want to add some nuance? You want to add agreement? I want to hear from Dave. I want to hear from you. I want to get to, we'll stay with this for a little bit more. Give you a chance to chime in. We're going to get to another topic, too, including when you told your boss off. Because we're going to tie that up to Marco Rubio and Donald Trump. Peaches and Herb reunited again. It's 33 past 2. Okay, Dave, before I read a number of texts, what do you want to say about George Floyd Square and what we were saying before the break?
I think everything's fine, Chad. Just leave it as is. Everything's good. No problems. No, it's. I think you said most of it. Of what I would agree with is that inaction seems to be the default position of the city when it comes to, you know, the big decisions, and specifically what we've been talking about, George Floyd Square, Third Precinct.
I could give you more and more, too.
Oh, sure. I'm sure you could. But It definitely feels from outsiders looking in that, okay, why do we have to wait until everybody's going to be happy? Because not everyone will be happy. You know, you can have consultants. You can take input from members of the community, community leaders, community groups, whoever it is that is or at least feels they're impacted by what happens at George Floyd Square, what happens with the Third Precinct building. But at the end of the day, it's up to the city and those leaders that have been put in charge to make the decision. And you're not going to make everybody happy. And you shouldn't be trying to make everybody happy. You should be trying to make the best decision you possibly can, given the circumstances, given that we're dealing with a piece of real estate that became the absolute epicenter of international news.
That's right.
Of a movement around the country and beyond of people standing up and saying as loudly as they ever have, we've had enough.
Among the texts, and it's kind of going to the fallback positions, and I get it, Texter. I disagree. George Floyd is no hero. I never once said George Floyd is a hero. I've never said George Floyd is a hero. Lays out the criminal background, does not deserve to be celebrated. He's going to be in that square. He's going to be in some way.
And it's
he's
far
be,
beyond.
He's going to be honored.
It's far beyond celebrating just George Floyd.
It's about what many people believe happened over and over and over again, including themselves, to other individuals who are people of color. And this became what a lot of people thought was a tipping point. Now, did a lot change? No.
Not yet.
Not yet. Listen.
Change is not a quick thing, I have to imagine, in a situation like this.
No need for a monument at that intersection. Lots of people were killed in that impact. To stop racism, stop talking about it. And making a huge deal. No, we're not going to act. Okay, if you think what we should do about an issue, any issue in our country, is just stop talking about it. No, you're just bothered by this issue. Give me a break. Agents of change are when things are exposed and they're discussed and there are adjustments. And you point out when it's legit or it's not legit. But just saying, oh, we're just not going to acknowledge that anymore. No, you just don't believe in it and don't want it discussed. More text. Fry will clear homeless encampments with every resource imaginable. But, oh, no, let's not open the traffic back up on the square. Yeah. I think Fry waited way too long. And he was counseled by many people, including groups they were paying, and were basically policing it, not the police. And the thing about the homeless encampments, and I'm sure Jacob will be on here sometime next couple months, and I'm more with him on the homeless encampments than the other folks. The problem is they clean up one. We'll talk to Fry at 212. I'll listen to Russia at 447. It's back up three blocks away.
That's right.
We got the autopsy debate again. We just have a lot of people who are still fixated on the trial, who believe one side and don't believe the other. That's fine. You don't have to agree with me. There are plenty of outlets out there, resources, facts that you can use to support either side. My point is here more about let's make a bleeping decision. Marco Rubio, after he got sick and tired of Donald Trump mocking everybody in 2015 and 2016, it was a long list. I mean, Lindsey Graham made fun of him. Ted Cruz made fun of him. Marco made fun of him. They've all fallen back in line. Rand Paul brutalized Donald Trump. They've all come back. Jeb Bush is about the only one. Although every time Jeb Bush comes out and endorses one of Donald's candidates, including Rubio, I'm not sure he's helping. In fact, I know he's not. So think about it. After Donald kept calling him Little Marco, Rubio did multiple town halls or speeches, and then a debate when he talked about Donald Trump in reference to small penis. That happened in our country. And he's now going to be the Secretary of State. That is a hell of a recovery.
And you thought Trump's was the greatest comeback in political history
yeah,
in this country.
I think we nailed it during ass. Trump is okay in this with two things. One, because he says such crazy things. He's not shocked when people think crazy things back at him. And if they just fall in line with loyalty later, fine. Among Trump's appointments, Marco Rubio, I'm totally fine with it. Donald Trump won. And his national security advisor. Those are much more traditional Republicans than they are MAGA diehards. Kristi Noem and her qualifications to be director of Homeland Security, outside of her loyalty, she's not qualified.
Well, she's managed the border with North Dakota very well.
Yeah, great. And she sent 48 National Guard members down to the border. I think that basically is telling you, by the way, she's in charge of 23,000 employees. Like, what's her background in high-level intelligence? Doesn't have it. It's loyalty, and also they're going to run a lot of that in-house with Tom Holman and Stephen Miller. Oh, goody on Stephen Miller. But telling off your boss, that's the theme here at the end. When did you tell off your boss, or what would you like to say to your boss? Because Marco Rubio went to the manhood card.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the manhood card.
That one's deep in the deck, too. You
that
gotta dig
is
for that one.
Deep. Look at these hands, Donald said. It's never been a problem. And they're together. What's the worst thing you've ever said to your boss, and what do you want to say to your boss? Let's go. Phone calls and texts. 651-461-9226. So we're getting spicy stories off air.
Salty, salty language being used against the bosses.
Yeah, I mean, it's good for Dave to hear, but it doesn't do us any good on air because we really can't convey MF this, that, you know. Here's a text. When did you tell off your boss? Or what would you like to say to your boss right now? My boss just walked in, Jason DeRusha. After 19 years, I have a new boss, dismissive, smart aleck punk that treats me horribly. I finally blew up at him, told him if I leave this company and he's the sole reason for leaving, it wouldn't look good for him. That stopped his behavior cold.
Wow.
Wow.
A lot of confidence in yourself in the company.
That is confidence, right?
You better be that good.
You better be that good. That does sound like a bully, right?
The boss or the employee?
The boss.
Yeah.
Right?
Probably.
Do you think it bugs people a fair amount if the boss is like 20 years younger than them?
Yes.
There's just an automatic default. How can you be my boss when you're this young?
I've kind of hit the point where I expect from here on out I'll be working for people younger than me.
Well, you know? Man, of your age.
Yeah.
You should.
Currently, my boss is older than me.
Yeah?
Over in TV, well, you know, in TV, you always have sort of a goofy management structure. Where you're like,
right,
there's an executive producer who's in charge of the show. But like, come on.
Can they fire you?
No.
They could recommend.
Sure.
Right?
I could recommend, too.
Yeah. I once said, F you to boss is a text. After you threatened my job, he had 8 years of company seniority. I had 30 years. I'm not intimidated by anyone. I knew that both management and the union had my back. My manager bossed him the next day that he's banned from talking to anyone in my department.
Oof.
If you have the swagger, Dave, that's a big key when you're calling out the boss,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is.
Right, Chase? If you're swinging the stick and you're not that vital.
Yeah.
It's been a good run.
Oh, yeah. If you're going to call a bluff, like, you got to be ready for them to tell you, like, good day. We don't need you.
Do you have one you want to share?
Have I ever called out a boss? No.
What's your guess with me?
Hell yeah. I mean, in contract negotiations, I'd for sure.
Sure.
Like,
sure.
Then, but like.
The worst one for me here was when pre-Harrigan, when Shaletta filled in and did nothing as a producer. Honestly, nothing. Yeah. But we just thought she was so fun. So I said, let's do it. Because of the kids, she needed a certain amount of money. I went up to Shannon and offered to meet somewhere in the middle, and she's like, I can't do it. It's because of the union. So I went on air, ripped the union, and then our program director at the time wrote me up. I said, you're not in the union. Mm. I ripped the union. I told Shannon what I was going to do. So he writes me up. We had the kindest HR person then. I yelled at that program director for 10 minutes.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. She goes to the end, this isn't exactly how I thought this was going to go.
My approach was always to tell the boss, like...
That person was let go a couple months later.
I always would tell the boss, like, yep, I'll do what you want. And then I would do what I want, assuming that what are the odds that they're actually watching the morning news or listening from 3 to 6? You're like, whatever.
That's a fair point.
That's sort of how I play.
Our boss now listens. Our boss listens a lot now.
It's rough. A lot harder to get away with.
Yeah, he pays attention.
Yeah.
We had a previous boss here who slept. Was better when he was sleeping.
Yes.
We called him Nappy. Never a good nickname if you're
not
nappy
ideal.
A lot at work.
No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.